Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter expanded its Community Notes crowdsource moderation feature to images. This will allow commentators to submit a note about an image directly rather than a tweet. Commentators can set the note to appear under all instances of that image. Samsung launched a self-repair program in South Korea with support for recent Galaxy phones, the Galaxy Book Pro laptop line, and some 32-inch TV models. Customers can use the Samsung Members app to self-diagnose if a repair is successful. Razer launched the $200 Hammerhead Pro Hyperspeed True Wireless Earbuds. These can connect over Bluetooth or use a USB-C dongle for a lower latency 2.4 GHz connection. The buds also support active noise cancellation, come with a wireless charging case, and it's Razer. It offers customizable RGB lighting. Researchers at the security firm Eclipsium published findings that 271 motherboards from the computer OEM Gigabyte include firmware code that runs an updater program on a system restart that downloads software updates without notifying the user. This is done by Gigabyte for system updates. The researchers say this update system doesn't properly authenticate code, often sending over an unencrypted HTTP connection, letting it be easily spoofed by a malicious actor. Eclipsium said it notified Gigabyte, and the company plans to fix the issues. Security researchers with the antivirus company Dr. Web discovered an Android advertising software development kit called SpinOK that's capable of background malicious activity, things like data exfiltration or copying clipboard content. Researchers found the SDK in 101 apps downloaded a combined 421 million times on the Google Play Store. Believing Computer found Google subsequently removed all but one of these apps. Apple released its Apple Music Classical app for Android after debuting it on iOS back in March. This release comes ahead of some other Apple-owned platforms. For example, there's no Mac or iPad-optimized version of the app, and the iOS version isn't viewable with CarPlay. The Twitter-based anti-harassment tool BlockParty announced it will go on an indefinite hiatus as of May 31st, citing changes to Twitter's API pricing. The company also opened a waitlist for a new tool called Privacy Party, a browser extension that offers automated privacy recommendations for settings on Twitter, Facebook, and Venmo, with plans to expand it to LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Amazon discontinued its Celebrity Voices for its virtual assistant. Amazon launched the feature back in 2019 with the voice of Samuel L. Jackson. Later, it added Shaq and Melissa McCarthy. Users who paid for them will also lose access. The Sam Jackson voice is already gone, while the other two voices will be available until September 30th. Google ended support for the first-gen Chromecast, originally launched back in 2013. The dongle will still work, but will not receive security updates, and Google warned users they may notice a degradation in performance. At Computex, Corsair introduced a smart component ecosystem called IQ Link, aiming at allowing for simpler wiring inside a PC. IQ Link-enabled devices integrate a microcontroller that supports bidirectional communication with a central hub, as well as carrying power. Devices can be daisy-chained back to the hub to reduce cable count. Corsair will launch two IQ-enabled case fans in June, with other products expected in Q3. Gigabyte announced the Aorus Gaming Box, an external GPU that includes a factory overclocked, liquid-cooled GeForce RTX 4090 GPU. It features Thunderbolt 3 and 4 connectivity and is powered by an 850-watt power supply. No word on price or release date. 9to5 Google sources say Google's upcoming Pixel Watch 2 will use Qualcomm's Snapdragon W5 Gen 1 SoC, moving away from Samsung's Exynos silicon found in the original watch. This would reportedly increase battery life, with Google expecting over a day of usage using the always-on display. The Pixel Watch 2 will also reportedly include a continuous electrodermal activity sensor for stress monitoring and a skin temp sensor. Motorola updated the Moto G Stylus 5G phone, now using Qualcomm's Snapdragon 6 Gen 1 SoC, claiming a 20% boost in performance over the last-gen stylus. It also includes a 1080p 120Hz LCD display, smaller bezels, a new 50-megapixel main camera, expandable storage, and a headphone jack. It's available on Cricut June 2nd, selling unlocked for $399 on June 16th. Garmin announced the Epix 2 Pro and Fenix 7 Pro smartwatches. Both feature an LED flashlight, an updated heart rate sensor, weather map overlays, and new aggregated fitness metrics. The Epix 2 Pro comes in three sizes and uses an OLED display with a rated 31 days of battery life, while the Fenix uses a memory in pixel display that supports solar charging and offers 38 days of battery. The Fenix Pro starts at $800, the Epix Pro, $900. And finally, Logitech announced an updated $80 MX Anywhere 3S mouse, featuring a new 8K DPI optical sensor that should work on a wide variety of surfaces, as well as quieter mouse buttons. The mouse doesn't ship with a dongle and will instead rely on Bluetooth connectivity. Logitech also released its Smart Actions feature for its Logi Options Plus app that lets users automate tasks across programs. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.